I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a mobile clinic in Nevada serves tribal members who live in remote areas, and Arizona launches the turquoise alert for missing Native Americans. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Fallon Paiute Shoshone tribe is expanding healthcare access with a mobile clinic in Nevada. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more on how it's getting tribal patients the healthcare they need. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs announced last week the launch of the Turquoise Alert System for Missing Native Americans. It's a new tool intended to help the state's Department of Public Safety and law enforcement respond when vulnerable people go missing. In May, Hobbs signed legislation creating the alert. It was deployed before its effective date this fall. Hobbs says the tool is a meaningful step to improve the safety and well-being of communities across Arizona, and in particular, tribal communities, which have suffered from a crisis of missing and murdered indigenous people. Tribal leaders were among those to advocate for the alert system. Gila River Indian Community Governor Stephen Ralewis took to social media to announce the launch of the Turquoise Alert, saying it's in honor of Emily Pike, a San Carlos Apache teenager who went missing and was later found dead. Governor Lewis says the Turquoise Alert gives tribal communities a fighting chance to bring their relatives home. The alert will be activated when a person goes missing under unexplained or suspicious circumstances and is believed to be endangered. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.